So, people who are interested in materialistic life, they are called asat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by a devotee, so what is the behavior of a Vaishnava, of devotee? Vaishnava means devotee.
Making money.
का Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being inquired, what is the duty of a devotee?
What is the song? Oh, that's not. That's not. Never mind.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Asat Sangha Tyagi Vaishnavasa. Asat Sangha Tyagi Vaishnavasa. He, in one line, he said that, first of all, Vaishnava, his business is to avoid the company of Asat. Asat means those who are materialistic interest. Asata. Asata Oma, Sadgama. This is very important thing. We have established this Krishna consciousness society means that to avoid the asasanga, to avoid the, of course, we are teaching Krishna consciousness amongst the people who are interested in material subject matter. But we are not associating with them. We are associating with Krishna because we don't talk anything except Krishna. We are not interested with their business. Everyone is interested with his own business. Similarly, we are interested with our own business, Krishna consciousness business. Even if we go to the materialistic person, we can back, kindly become our member, kindly read this book, purchase this book. So, we are not going to take their activities. We are trying to bring them in our activities. So, asasangatya, Vaishnavasa, the Vaishnava, he should be always careful not to intermingle, means not to take up their ideas and thoughts. No. That is Vaishnavasa. Asasangatya, Vaishnavasa. Why? They should be avoided. Asat has three sangi. Krishna abhaktva. Who is Asat? Asat means those who are very much attached to sense gratification. The culmination of sense gratification is sex life. So those who are too much attached to sex life, three sangi. And Krishna of bhakta and not devotee of Krishna, they are also. So, those who are actually serious to make advance in spiritual life, they should avoid the asat. Asat sangha tyagi vaishnavasa. Asat as sri sangi Krishna of bhakta are. If we discriminate like this, then we shall be advancing. Abhavargavatmani. Tadyosanadasu abhavargavatmani. Tadyavakti yanuprimishyati. Just like, if we are diseased, there is infectious disease, epidemic. So, we should be careful not to be infected by the infectious disease. See, Sanatana Goswami said in Bhakti, Hari Bhakti Vilas, he has written one book, The Behavior of the Vaishnava, Hari Bhakti Vilas. So in that book, He has recommended, Avaishnava Mukhad Gina Puta Hari Kathamritam Sabanam Nakartabham. He has said that one who is not Vaishnava, by his behavior, by his action, by his mode of life, if he speaks something from Shastra, especially Harikatha. Harikatha means Bhagavad Gita, the Puranas, out of which Bhagavat Mahapurana. So, we should not hear from a professional leader or a Vaishnava or Mayavadi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word, Mayavadi Bhasya Sunile Hai Sadbana. If we hear Bhagavad Gita, that is Krishna Katha, Hari Katha, we should not hear from the Mayavadi or a Vaishnava. Then it will not be effective. There are so many Mayavadis and Vaishnavas. They practically do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they dare to speak on Bhagavad Gita. Just see the fun. He does not accept Bhagavad Gita as it is. And he wants to comment and give his tika. So, you will never derive any benefit. Therefore, here it is said, Satang Prasanga. You should hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from the devotees, not from a third class man. No. Third class means those who are materialists. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word that Mayavadi Bhaskar Sunile Hari Sadhana. If you happen to hear from a Mayavadi, impersonalist, who does not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or does not know what is Krishna, if such person reads Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, will never derive any benefit. You can go on hearing them for hundreds of years, still you will never understand what is Krishna. That is forbidden. Sanatana Goswami has forbidden. So, that avaishnava mukhadvina bhuta harikathamrita. Harikatha talks, discussion on Hari or Krishna. That is amrita. Amrita means nectarine. If one hears, then he gets his amrita, amrita tam. So amrita taya kalpate. Amrita means no more birth and death. Amrita means birth and death. Mrtu. At amrita one should stop birth and death. The whole spiritual life means to stop this birth, death, old age and disease. To get amrita. No more birth, no more death. That is the real aim of spiritual life. Of course, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the spiritual life begins if one is pious. If one is pious. Ārto arthāsi jigyāsi chatur vidā bhajante māṁ. Krishna says, four classes of men. Chatur vidā bhajante māṁ. Sukriti na arjuna. Sukriti. Sukriti means pious. One who has got background. Pious life. Not impious life. Sinful life. Such pious men, out of them, four classes of men, chaturvidha, they come to devotional life, begins. Who are they? Artho, those who are distressed. Artho, Arthati, those who want some money. Jigyasu, those who are inquisitive and Jnani. So Artho, Arthati, they are in the lower grade. And Jnani and Jigyasu, they are in the higher grade. But still they are not pure devotees. Because they want something. Artho, the distress, he comes to Krishna in the temple or in the church to beg something material profit. But that is also good. Because he has come to Krishna. Krishna, I am distressed. Kindly save me from the distressed condition. Krishna, I require some money. Kindly, if you give me some money, I can live very peacefully. Generally, so, because they have come to Krishna, therefore they are called Sukritina. Sukritina means pious. And there are others who are Duskritina. Impious, sinful. Ramana Duskritina Mura Prabhadanti Maratam. They are not even human beings who do not accept the authority of the Supreme Lord. Duskritina Mura, and they have been described as Mura. Mura means rascal, foolish. Real meaning of Mura is ass. So those who are like that, Duskritina and full of impious activities, Narabhama, lowest of the mankind, Maya, Aparitajnana, whose knowledge has been taken away by the illusory energy, Naman, Prabhupada, we do not accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. In order to become a devotee of Krishna, we must associate with devotee. Satam prasanga atmama vidyasam. Then by reciprocation with devotees, if one is, one comes to devotee also, if one is pious, if something is there on the background, piety, then he comes to a devotee. By mixing with devotee, by associating with devotee, our knowledge for salvation, for getting out of the clutches of this maya, repetition of birth and death, increases. Satāṁ prasaṅgāt mamabhīdya-saṅgāt. The discussion on Krishna-kathā is bijava. Just like when there is sex life, if the man is bijava, there will be pregnancy. Similarly, if we hear from devotee, then immediate action will be there. Some inclination. So why not become Krishna conscious? That is bijava. Why not become Krishna conscious? That is called sadhya. Sadhya bhakti ranukramishyati. Tadjushana asubhu abhuvatva vatmane sadhya. This is called sadhya. Is by hearing from the devotees or in the association of devotees, one is inclined. Now, why not become Krishna conscious? That is very nice. Sukritino. Immediately, the effect of pious activities. Radhu Sadhya. That is the beginning of spiritual life. And if you want to develop your spiritual life more and more, then satāṁ prasaṅgāt. Then you have to associate with devotee. Sadhu sadhya tatu sadhu sangha. And sadhu we have described already in 3-4 verses. The samadhi is a sadhu means a devotee. Apite sudura chana bhajate maam ananna bha. Ananna bha rena. Without any deviation, unflinching, staunch devotee. They are called sadhu. So, we have to associate with sadhu, satan prasanga. When you discuss about Krishna with sadhu or devotees, it becomes very pleasing. Satan prasanga atmavabhidya sambhido bhavanti ritkanna rasayana. Rasayana means there is some taste. Just like you eat something, there is some taste. That is called rasa or mela. Then just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, rasoham apsukanti. Rasa. Rasa means when you are thirsty, when you drink water, you taste something very nice, either to quench your thirst. So Krishna is instructed that to begin with, you can think of me, aham, while you drink water. It is not difficult. Everyone can practice it. So easy. Everyone can practice. Everyone drinks water. And rasa, the taste, the nice taste, when you are thirsty, how it is palatable by drinking water. Without water, sometimes we die. And by getting little sip of water, we leave. Water is so important. So water, we drink everyone, and there is rasa, that taste. That taste, if you simply think, here is Krishna. Very easy thing. Dasuvam apsukantya. Prabhatmi sasisurjaya. As soon as you see the sunlight in the morning, you can see Krishna says, why do you say, can you show me God? God is showing you Himself. Why don't you see? If you close your eyes, how you can see God? He says, I am this. According to our position, just like here it is said, Sadhya Rati Bhakti Ranukramishati. Anukram means gradual. Not that all of a sudden you can expect to see God, but you become qualified to see God. This is the way. Sadhya Rati Bhakti Anukramishati. Adho Sadhya. It's like with Sraddha. Somebody is thinking this Hari Kirtan is nuisance. They are amongst those Duskitana Mulha. Who are thinking that this Hari Kirtan, Hari Katha, which are trying to spread all over the world, and they are accepting all over the world, and in India, especially here in Bombay, they are sending complaints to the police that we are creating nuisance. Just see the fun. Where Krishna is born and Krishna Katha is there, Bhagavad Gita, we have not imported this book from elsewhere. Now we are so fallen that we are thinking that this Krishna Katha, this chanting of Hare Krishna, is creating nuisance. Just see how much we have advanced after getting independence. They are complaining that we are creating nuisance. Satatam kirtantam maam jatantastha dhirabhrita. Kirtan He's a commander in the Bhagavad Gita.
Satatam.
Always. 24 hours. Satatam kirtantam maam jatantasya virabhrita. And worshipping the deity with attention, with care. These things are going on here and people are complaining. We are creating nuisance. Just see. Asat is so dangerous. Therefore, we have to create a society of sat. Then the world will be saved. Otherwise, they are going to the hellish condition of life. Nati vidu sathagatim hi vishnu durasayaji pasirathamanina andhagatam vai upaniyamana. Stay, isatanta, rudami vadhya. Matinna krishne parato sato bhamito vipadvita bhihabhritana. Adanta govhi visatantam isam puna puna chari vita charvana. So, if we want to save ourselves, we do not know how to save. Gardalika prabhaha. Gardalika prabhaha, man. There is a logic of Gardulika Prabhu. One man is doing something and another man is following. Of course, if you follow a sajjan, a devotee, that is very nice. But if you follow a rascal, then you also become rascal. But at the present moment, the whole world is full of rascals, mula. Duskitina, Radhama. Why? We call Mula, Duskitina, Radhama. There are so much advancement of education. There are so many universities, so many degrees. The Krishna says, Maya, Aparita, Dhyana. Their so-called knowledge has no value. Because their sense of knowledge is taken away by these. Now, why you say they are educated? No, their knowledge has been taken away. Why? What is the reason? The reason is asuri bhavamasita. They have taken to the nonsense philosophy of godlessness. That's it. For this reason, their so-called education, university education, degrees, are simply illusion of maya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung one song, Jaravidya Sam Mayar Vaibhav. This material education without God consciousness is expansion of the influence of Maya. Jaravidya Sam Mayar Vaibhav. Tamar Bhajane Bhaga. They are simply impediments in the matter of advancing Krishna consciousness. Tomar bhajane bala. Anitta samsare. And why? That the result of godless material education means the anitta samsare mohadana. We are already illusion. Anyone who has come to this material world is illusion. But the advancement of so-called material education means the increasing of the same illusory propaganda. Jaravidya sa mayara vaibhav, tomara bhajane bala. Anitta samsare, mohajanmaya. They are trying to become happy in this temporary material life. He has forgotten that he is eternal. Even if we become very happy, temporary life in this life, that is also illusion, because we will not be allowed to stay and enjoy the status. But they do not understand. So, these things have to be understood in the association of devotees. A devotee knows everything. Tattva-darshino. Tad-vidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadashanti tad-jnanam. Jnanina tattva-darshi. Tattva-darshi means who has actually seen the truth. Om tat sat, one who has seen the supreme truth. The supreme truth is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says that you are searching after the truth. You are studying the Vedic literature, Vedanta Darshan. That is very good. But what is the goal of Vedanta Darshan? Veda means knowledge, and Anta means the end. Vedanta. The ultimate knowledge. What is that? Veda is the sadvai aham eva vidyam. Krishna says. If you are actually studying Vedanta, then ultimately you have to understand me. Veda is the sadvai aham eva vidyam. Vedanta krit, Vedanta vidyam. I am the compiler of Vedanta. And I understand, I am the knower of Vedanta. So if you hear from Krishna, what is Krishna? That is actually understanding Vedanta. If you do not understand Krishna, and if you simply advertise yourself Vedanti or Vedanti, or that will not help you. Therefore, without this knowledge, they have been called in the Bhagavad Gita as Mura. Mura yana nabhijana, mohita. Tidhi gunamai bhavi mohita. Mura yana nabhijana ki mamitva paramabhayam. The Murhas, they do not know it. So anyone who is in this material world, more or less, we are all Murhas. This morning, I was talking while walking on the beach. More or less, we are all Murhas. Without being Murha, nobody comes here in this material world. Beginning from Brahma down to the small ant, we are all Murhas of different degrees. In order to become really learned, not to remain Murha, we have to associate with devotee. Satam prasangat mama vidisam. Then it will be relishable. Relishable. Satam prasangat mama vidisam vidam. When it is really settled, actually, when you take some food stuff, if it is really settled, it gives you contentment, very nice food. Bhavanti rip, it is pleasing to the heart, such a nice food. And pleasing to the tongue. Similarly, when Krishna Katha is discussed amongst the devotees, it is pleasing to the heart, and pleasing to the ear. Unless you taste, relish something through the ear and through the heart, how you can steadily follow Krishna Katha? So that requires little training. And that training is given by the devotees, by their practical life, by their daily behavior, their routine work, if we follow tad jusana. Jusana means to practice, is it not? What is the jusana? Cultivation, yes. Cultivation means practice. Practice. So, the asajas and the big devotees, they have given the routine work for cultivation. Just like we have got this nectar of devotion. How to cultivate devotional life? It is being very well received in European, American universities. In some of the universities, they have made our nectar of devotion as textbook, the science of bhakti. So there is everything. If we want to cultivate bhakti, it is not sentiment. Sentiment, of course, that may remain for some time. But it is a great science. We have to learn it scientifically. That is the nature of devotion, the science of devotional life. So those who are interested, they may kindly read this book, Nectar of the Goat, cultivation, Tadjusana, and practical cultivation. If you live with the devotees in the association, then there will be practical cultivation to rise early in the morning, to offer Mangalarati to the deity, then study some Vedic literature, then take prasadam, then do this, do that, they go for preaching. Actually, this Krishna consciousness movement, a practical showing how to cultivate the devotional life, tadjusana, and if we do so, then asu means very soon, without delay, even in this life. Even in this life, not that we have to wait for another life. If we practice devotional service in this life, even for few days, still it will be a permanent asset. Tattva sadannam charanambujam hare bhajanna pakkutu patekkatu yaji. If one takes to devotional service, tattva sadharma, giving up his routine duty. Sadharma means the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. They have got their brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha. They have got their particular duties. But nobody is following any duty. They are creating their own duty. So anyway, somehow or other, if one takes to Krishna consciousness, tattva sadharmam charanambujam hare, and practices for some time regularly, then again, due to bad association or by something, he falls down. So Shastra says, what is the loss? There is no loss. On the other hand, if a person is executing his occupational duties very nicely, but he does not know what is Krishna consciousness, what is the gain? There is no gain. No gain. Even if you become very pious by acting as a strict Brahmin or a sannyasi, but if you do not understand what is Krishna, then there is no gain. It is simply waste of time. Dharma sthanusthita pungsa viśvakṣena kathāsu jat nutpādaya ratiñjati sarvaṁ bhaji kevalam. This is the verdict of Vyāsa. Sarvaṁ bhaji kevalam. You are very nice executing your occupational duties. Dharma sthanusthita. So anusthita. You are Brahmin, that's nice. You are executing the Brahmin's duties very nice. Or a Kshatriya, or a Vaishya, or a medical man, engineer, whatever you mean. That's all right. Dharma-sthāna-sthita-tum-sāna, viśvakṣena-kathāsu. But if by executing your professional or occupational duties, you do not develop Krishna consciousness. That is the main business of human life, Krishna consciousness. So, then, dharma sthana sthita pungsana viśvakṣena katha. Viśvakṣena katha means Krishna katha. Not pāda yadatiṃjati. If you do not become inclined, śraddha, viśraddha of Krishna katha, then whatever you are doing, simply wasting your time. and it is a labor of love only. That's all. Tama indicates. And a devotee, even if he falls down by chance, there is every possibility of falling down because Maya is very strong. And it is a fight against Maya. Devijhisa gunamai mama Maya duratpaya. Duratpaya. Maya is very strong. We are getting experience. Some of them are falling down. But still, whatever he has done sincerely, that is a permanent credit of his account. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that yoga bhrashta. Bhrashta means fall down. So he has got the effect. Therefore, he is not going to the other species of life. He is getting again a human form. That is a great profit. Because we have to change our body. Tathādhihāntara-prāpti. And that's, we do not know, Krishna does not say what kind of body. But there are so many, 8,400,000. Any one of them can happen. But a devotee who has fallen down, he is guaranteed again human life. And what kind of human life? Sutinang simatangihi yoga bhrishta sanjahari. You get a life, human being, in a very rich family or in a very pious family. Those who are more advanced, they will get their next birth in a pious, Brahmin family. Pure Brahmin family or Vaishnava family, then it's called Suchina. And Sri Matan, Sri means wealth or beauty. Very rich family, beautiful body in India. So those who have got that birth in high class Brahmin Vaishnava family, and those who have got that birth in rich, very aristocratic family, they should consider that this advantage is given to me by Krishna. Because in my last life, I could not finish my business of bhakti yoga. Now I have got it. Therefore I say to the Americans that you have got wealth, you have got education, you have got beauty. This is the asset of your pious life. Now you utilize it for Krishna consciousness. Then your life is perfect. So not only in America, everywhere, it is not easy that one man is born immediately very rich, and one man is born in very poor family or very ugly family. There is distinction, there is some superior authority. It is not accident. Karmana Daivanatrina Jantar Deho Pavati. A living entity gets his body by superior administration, by nature's quality, and big science. So, if you become Krishna conscious, then your life is secure, guaranteed. If you make complete the Krishna conscious life in this land, then taptadi ham punarjanma nahi mami. That is what. But don't be neglectful, those who are taken to Krishna conscious, man. They should be very serious. Why should you take another chance of getting birth in a Belgian family or Brahmana family? That is also risky. Because it is no guarantee. Because generally, those who are rich, they don't care for Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness is meant for the poor fellow. Or if somebody is born in a Brahmin family, he is also puffed up, he is thinking, oh, these are natural Jagannath Americans. Oh, I am Brahmin. I am born in a very high family. That is the cause of problem. Yes. Proud. Pride. Unnecessary pride. Vaishnava is very humble. Pinadapi Sinitina, Sarurapi Sahishnana, Amanina, Manadina. We have already discussed. Titikshava, Karunika, Srida, Sarvadina. So, these are the chance, human being. And there is Krishna consciousness movement. There is Krishna. Krishna is advising personally. So many opportunities offered by this Krishna consciousness movement. Why don't you take it? If you don't take it, then you are committing suicide. Thank you very much.